All right, Greg, hang tough. Coming to you. We'll get there. This now is the piece of pizza that is Giro. Look how beautiful this looks, and I will be sampling this now. Giorgio's in Rochester, right on Main Street. Giorgio's Pizza and Pasta.com. Here we go.
Which one you got? That's the, right. So you tried all three of them?
Yes.
Look at you.
That's ridiculous.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on this Monday night. Metro Detroit, 248-848-1130. Rob Parker along with D-Man Mark Wilson.
It's serious ridiculous.
Tigers are about to start not too long from now in about 20 minutes out in Chicago against the White Sox. That'll be interesting. A four-game series, very important series for the Tigers. They only have a three-game lead in first place.
Ricky P against Hector Noesi tonight. Noesi. There's a lot of S's in it.
Hey, come see, come saw. Mm-hmm. And I want to mention this real quick. Our boxing guy, Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
Mark, he nailed it.
Oh, Cotto.
He said 10-round knockout.
Yeah, you got it right on.
Got him, nailed it.
We did have to give him props. Right? Give it up to him, Gary, can you
That's
please?
Right, give it up to Eric. Mazel tov, congratulations
got
on that.
Got that right on the big
Maybe later
fight.
On we might get him on for a couple of minutes to say hey.
Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. What's up?
What's up, Mark? Hey, how many saves that kid in Seattle got now?
How many? Fernando Rodney?
Yeah.
About 18.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay. I want to. Wasn't he a free agent this summer?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Let me just say what I know about Fernando Rodney as far as I can tell you. You could have paid him $1 billion. He's not coming back here.
Oh, he's not going to come back
no.
here?
No. Okay. No interest. Does not want to be back in that clubhouse.
I was just wondering.
He was here long enough. He felt he got dissed, and he doesn't want to come back, even if there's a change of regime.
He got dissed.
Yeah. He doesn't want to do it. So he would go anywhere. He would sign, I'm telling you, with the Seattle Sea Dogs before he would. Or,
before he come back here.
Or the Poughkeepsie Poughkeepsers. Yep.
So, Greg, did you want Jabba to be the closer? Were you happy last night with that, that meatball?
I figured he couldn't have been no worse than what's his name? Than
Nathan?
Nathan.
Well, yeah. You were wrong, right?
Well, hey, he's not his role.
I'll tell you one.
Can't close.
Come on, Greg. Getting guys out is not his role. Of course, that's his role.
That's what they only want you to get three guys out. My God, people make it like
genius material.
He's the eighth inning guy, not the ninth inning guy.
No, okay? Everybody can't do it, and that's why. You know what? I was having a conversation.
Go tell Denny McClain that.
With some writers and some players, Mark. And this is why, Greg, hear me out.
Go ahead.
This is why, I don't know, when you look at Mariano Rivera's career, when was he ever bad? Just tell me, when was he bad in 20 years?
That game against the Diamondbacks. Mark Grace.
Yeah, okay. But you know what I'm saying?
I hold on to that one.
Greg, do you know what I mean? He was never bad.
No.
He wasn't perfect.
Except against the Diamondbacks.
No, he wasn't perfect, but I'm just saying... To have a career that spans 20 years...
This kid just got drafted.
Where you're good all the way across, that tells you how hard that is because all these other guys, look how many guys have lost their jobs. Joe Johnson lost his job in Baltimore, right? There's a lot of closers. Yeah. Balfour just lost his job in Tampa Bay.
This today.
It happens all the time.
Hey, Greg, I'm telling you, Mariano Rivera Jr., I think it's the third, actually. I think he's the third.
He got drafted by who?
I forget who drafted him, but if I'd seen his name on the board, even if he threw with his feet, I would have taken him.
You would go drafted.
Just to take a flyer on a guy named Mariano Rivera.
And Rob, I love you, buddy. But Friday, if I didn't know who you were, I would have swore Skip Bayless was sitting in that seat.
Why?
The way you were gushing over Michael Jordan. I swear to God, you sounded just like it. Michael, please give me a break. Let me tell you something. Anytime, Lord, I'll never like him. Number one, he cried like a baby when he couldn't beat the Pistons. And number two, he kept my boy off of the Olympic team. And you know doggone well he deserves to be on that team ahead of John Stockton.
I agree with you. I agree. And you know what? It wasn't only Michael Jordan, but they should have stood up to Michael Jordan because, you know what? Let's remember this. Who was the coach of that team?
Chuck Bailey.
Who was his best friend at that time?
Chuck Bailey.
No. Who was Isaiah's best friend?
Magic.
Okay. And who was the GM for the Olympic team, Mark?
Jack McCloskey.
Jack McCloskey. He had three big guys in his corner. And they couldn't get Michael Jordan to move on that. Do you see what I'm saying? And they went along. What if Jack Magic and Chuck said, "When we won't participate. If Isaiah doesn't belong on this team, we won't participate. Who looks bad then?"
I would have said
Michael Jordan looks bad, and they didn't do it. They went along with it.
Why is this coming up now?
Because we talked about Jordan on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have told him. I said, "Mike, we can beat Angola without you. It ain't like you got to be there."
But you know the problem was, they could have paid
Greg
him
is hanging
corner.
On that Angola game.
That's all right.
For dear life.
I love the way Barkley roughhoused those guys, man. I loved it.
I hated that Dream Team thing.
Oh, it was stupid. It was stupid terrible. That they were playing those guys.
It's like a clown
but
show.
Like I said, he lost a lot of things with me when he said, "If he plays, I'm not going to play." And I was mad at Chuck and them, too.
Well, but I was looking at it that way. There were three guys.
I said, "Look, Mike, hey, that's my boy. First of all, Chuck got to coach. You got to coach this guy for the rest of your career. You got to coach him now. He's not going to forget that you didn't stand up for him for the Olympics."
They were all afraid of Michael Jordan because, you know what, if Michael Jordan doesn't play, there's no Dream Team. And that's what they were all afraid of.
Yeah, well, like I said, and then when he used to cry, you watched the Bad Boys, didn't you, with the 30-30?
Yeah, we all watched the 30-30.
Yeah, with the thing when he made the mistake, the NBA will be a better. I know the NBA is breathing a sigh of relief now that the Pistons are not going to be the champs anymore.
Greg, are you sitting with Adrian Dantley right now?
No, Adrian Dantley. I didn't care. I was for that trade. They could have got rid of him a long time ago.
Don't get me started with the AD Aguirre trade. I'll tell you more than you want to know. Greg, thanks, man. Appreciate it as always. We got to do this. We'll do that. We'll do this. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Tigers getting ready to play. I want to bundle the two things that you had last night with Steve Garagiola. There was no Jamie. It was Steve Garagiola.
You know what? Me and Steve looked at each other before we started shooting. Before we did the segment. When I first started there, it was me and Steve on Live on Pass, and I said, "Steve,
Live on Pass.
You know when that was?" And he was like, I said, "Steve, that was 20 years ago me and you were doing
I'm surprised
live,
you know how to do the math on that.
Live on Pass. It was like
20 years ago. It was like
1994 or something like that. Was that? 20 more.
So the two things were ago. The Steve Coburn, apology today, but the rant from Saturday after the Belmont.
And what did people think of that, and what did you take out?
And Jurgen Klinsmann. The head coach of your Team USA Soccer, who says we can't win. No shot, no chance.
What
can't do it. Can't do it.
What did he say? They asked him, "Can you win the
soccer thing?
The soccer thing or whatever they call
can't
it. World
do it.
Cup. World
the
Cup.
FIFA World Cup.
I just don't even understand. Why would he say that? Who did he say it to?
We have his comment. What was that again, Gary?
Can't do it.
You can't win. You can't win. Can you get out of the first round?
Can't do it.
We can't take the marathon session of Singletary. 248-848-1130. We're enjoying Giorgio's Pizza. Giorgio's Pizza in Rochester. It's Giorgio's Pizza and Pasta.com, and I'm going to be eating more of it.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Forget about it.
Hey, Sports Wrap is next, too.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
All right, just about to get started. Game four game series, I should say, in Chicago. Tigers and White Sox, Rick Porcello going against Hector Nwesi. And Nwesi's, he's been around the block. He's 24 decisions in his career, 19 of them losses. And the Tigers will try to make that 20 tonight on the south side of the city. NASCAR teams start rolling into the Irish Hills for this Sunday's Quicken Loans 400. All the big names. You got your Jimmy Johnson, your Jeff Gordon. They're all here, man. You know, what's her name's going to be here? Danica Patrick. I mean, they're all what's her butt going to be here? One who can't win anything. Danica Patrick will be here. Dale Earnhardt Jr., not the band, but the actual Dale Earnhardt Jr., who was a winner yesterday at Pocono. Junior. Magli Ordonez Jr. Actually, I think he's the third. No, he's Junior. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 at Madison Square Garden. Just about underway, Kings and Rangers, with, of course, L.A. up 2-0 after the two overtime performances at Staples Center. NBA Finals continue tomorrow, this time in Miami, with the Heat and Spurs all tied at 1. Other baseball, AL, this afternoon, the Rays took another dive. I mean, they're just terrible right now. They can't find a way to win. They've lost 13-14. They get shut out by Yeah. Shut up by Seattle 3-0. Robbie Cano with a big two-run double in the third. Fernando Rodney, as I told Greg earlier, 18th save of the season for Seattle and Lloyd McClendon. U.S. Cellular, but you can call it New Comiskey. It's still what I call it. Orioles still lead the Red Sox in the Adam Jones homer, 1-0 fourth. 3-2 Jays over the Twins now in the third. Mentioned earlier, Edwin Encarnacion is 20th homer of the season. Just getting started, Indians-Rangers, ditto Yankees at Kansas City, and the A's-Angels, 10:05 tonight in Anaheim. National League, Dodgers-Reds tied up at 1 in the third. Pirates lead the Cubs now 3-0 second. Your guy's on fire. Andrew McCutchen is 8th homer of the season. Braves-Rockies starts in about a half an hour. Nationals-Giants, 10:15 in San Francisco. One interleague series tonight. Astros and D-backs in Arizona at 9:40. U.S. Open Golf begins Thursday at Pinehurst, North Kakalaki. Team tee times have been posted. Sergio Garcia off bright and early at 7:18. Rory McIlroy, 7:40. Phil Mickelson, 7:51. And the best pairing of the day, Bubba Watson and Adam Scott, couple of Masters champions there at 1:25 p.m. World Cup Soccer starts Thursday as well in Brazil. Team USA's first match, not until Monday, a week from today, versus Ghana at 10 o'clock. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a darn haircut at Sporty Cuts, will you please? We're enjoying Giorgio's Pizza right there in Rochester on South Main, 117 South Main to be exact. Their number is 248-601-2882, and you can check them out at giorgiospizzaandpasta.com. I've got the gyro with the feta cheese pizza. I've tried the cheese pizza and that loaded up meat. I can't even talk when I'm salivating. It's so good. Uncle Lemon.
It is very, very good. All the stuff.
So we mentioned the Team USA doesn't even start for a week. This whole FIFA World Cup.
I want to know why it wasn't fired. 248-848-1130. I love people to be honest. Mark, I don't want coach speak. I don't want Notre Dame to tell me that Little Sisters of the Poor is going to give them a
like
game.
Like Lou Holtz used to do every week.
I hate that. But for you to get up there and say that they have no shot to win and they'll be lucky to get out of the first round, I just don't get that. Do you know what? Do you ever hear of upsets and miracles and things that happen? It just, why would you say that? I'm not asking you to say, is it going to be tough for us? Oh, we got a long road to go. These other countries are way more advanced. We're still new to the game. I get all that. We're going to have to play perfect. But I'm just saying, Mark, compared to the other countries, we almost have to play perfect to be able to win. What a great story it would be for us to be able to climb in and be able to do that. But to out and out say your team has no shot to win, I'll never go for that.
The USA already peed off some people anyhow by not having Landon Donovan on the team. And then this follows. And it wasn't, you know, Jurgen Klinsmann comes from another country, obviously. He's a German. And, you know, we've had our moments with Germany.
Yeah, but we did have Hogan's Heroes. That was a good thing.
Well, and he's kind of acting like Colonel Klink. He's a little Colonel Klink-ish, Jurgen Klinsmann. You know, they come over here and they coach these teams like we can't find any American to coach the American soccer team.
It's unbelievable. Really?
We don't have anybody out there.
There's nobody here. Nope. There's nobody here.
I don't know why Alexi Lalas doesn't just coach him. He thinks he's always a coach anyhow. He's always around. He's a Detroit kid. He went to Cranbrook.
He's got the ESPN gig. He didn't want to get his hands.
How much could Alexi Lalas be paid by ESPN to do soccer? What do you get there? A cup of coffee and your sweet roll? Do you have that little coffee cart there at ESPN that he goes and gets his little coffee, his little freebie coffee?
There is free coffee there.
I'm surprised there's not a Starbucks in the building.
No, they have one. They
have a Starbucks in the building.
Yeah. Within the last
they
year
added
and a half,
one.
They added one. It wasn't
What do you mean? Everybody's house is going to have a Starbucks eventually. They just added one on 12 Mile. Did you see that one? It's down there by the
Another
M5
one?
Connector. They just
they?
Went up there, yeah. So they got this. It's a kind of a weird deal anyhow, how this is put together. It's every 4 years. Blah, 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 blah. And this guy comes out and says, we can't win.
I also want to say this.
We cannot win.
Not only that. Now, that was pretty good.
We cannot win. I want winners.
That's right.
I want winners.
And, Mark, I'm just curious because I have, like, zero interest in watching the World Cup, even with the United States. Are people really into – are people going to watch? You know, ESPN's got to sell it. They got money invested there.
Oh, God.
They're in bed all
their
the way.
Their coverage is sick.
Well, because they got to – what do you think they're
going
to do?
Dude, but don't you – they're going so serious
Well, they have to. They think they're going to get a bonanza.
Well, because they think that there's enough people
who love soccer, and we're going to watch.
Who come from other places, Mexico.
Ask that MSL league or whatever it's called. What is it?
MLS? Major League Soccer, MLS?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. We can't get a team for the life of us in Detroit. They've been trying forever. How can the city? They just added Orlando.
And they added another New York team. They got two teams.
Second New York team.
Well, the other one plays in Jersey, and the other one's going to play. The new one's playing at Yankee Stadium.
And David Beckham just got a team he's putting together for Miami. No, Miami, of all places.
Miami?
Yeah. No, L.A. has already got a team.
That's right, the Galaxy.
But Detroit, which has tried for years, that's what they were going to use the Silverdome for. Because the World Cup was so successful here 20 years
ago. Now it's just a toilet, right? Is that the Silverdome?
They had the auction. I don't know how much is left. No,
Gary, how many seats
people bought the toilets.
How many seats did you get, Gary, for your backyard from the Silverdome?
Did you go to the auction, Gary? Did he go to the auction?
No. Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, because that ended like 2 weeks ago. So if you were looking for like any all those things that we made fun of when Rob wasn't here that night, about the stuff that they were selling from the...
Mark, seriously, you're going to go buy a seat and then have it in your yard?
The seats were already up for grabs, like $100 a seat.
$100?
Yep, if you wanted to buy, you can get those early before the auction started. The rest of it was, I mean, everything had to go. Whether they had the Pistons scoreboard in there. You could have bought the Pistons scoreboard when they used to have the old, you know, mini dome.
Right.
Could have bought that. You could have bought, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. All the way down to dishes and hardware and pizza and plates and whatnot.
What I think is wrong, though, is there were people who bought some Silverdome seats from the 80s, you know, like when the Lions were really bad and people didn't show up. And then they put the seats in their backyards, but nobody could sit in them. They had to be empty
like to reenact the old days.
Exactly.
Or with just a bag laying on the seat.
You can't sit there, right.
The whole point being is you have this town that has tried to get an MLS team forever and has wanted to be a part of that. And, you know, we had the old Detroit Express. I almost forget some of these names now. Trevor Francis, Andy Chapman. I knew Andy well because I did the Rocker Soccer. That was the indoor stuff.
You were stealing money when you did that. Mark,
on Comcast.
You can care less.
On Comcast, I did the Rockers soccer games over at CompuWare.
How did you go to the bank with that check? I mean, I just don't even know how you even did that.
Me and Greg Brady did the games.
Unbelievable.
Greg Brady was in Toronto.
And you were like so like you were into it. Like you knew what was going on.
Oh.
Did you know the guys' names?
It was me, Greg Brady, and Rob Otto was our sideline guy.
Very nice.
And we would throw it down to Rob for the latest on, you know, on Drago.
Lead off triple. Who's out of left field with that? Oh, he's going for it inside the park. I thought he was going. Did you see that? I thought he was going. Now, watch this old layout.
It's a White Sox leadoff triple, by the way.
Is that Martinez? Look at this. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that'd be J.D. J.D. Martinez.
Watch this. Like, he's bullfighting and he's waving a cape. Look. What's this?
That's not the way to play that normally. Try to run around it.
You can't run around it.
Well, you stay on your feet. You stay on your feet so you go get it. That's why you stay on your feet. You'd rather have it go by, you stay on your feet. You might hold the two. But Adam Eaton's got a lot of speed, so Eaton got three.
He goes to third, Mark.
He had designs. He saw it, though. He didn't even have to get held up by the coach. How about Mike Martin coaching at first base for the Tigers? Old number 88.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was done, Marty Martin.
Mike Martin. Look, let me tell you. The World Cup starts Thursday, and I don't know about the people in your circle. Has anybody mentioned it to you at all?
No. Mark.
I hate doing that topic, though. I really do. I can't. Every 4 years, it's got to be. Thank God we missed it because we haven't done it. Let's see. 14.
No,
we did it in 06. Last time we did the topic, we were at the other place.
I'm in a unique position because I'm at the barbershop, and there's a lot of people and a lot of conversation. So I do get a vibe or sense of what people are talking about and what's going on, and you know what I mean? And let me tell you something. How often do you think World Cup was mentioned in the barbershop?
Never.
Zero. Never, won't be. Unless there's some fight or riot or something that people see, they won't mention it.
I got an Italian friend of mine who thinks we're an absolute horrible country because we don't get it. He thinks we don't get it. Like, he thinks we don't understand it. That's what I hate most is when people say, you don't understand the game. First of all, I did like 9, 10 years. I did the state high school championships.
Mark, you only did it because they paid you.
I wasn't rushing out to do soccer, but me and Sheldon Larkey and I.
And the only reason they gave you the job is nobody else to want it.
No. It was the late, great Dr. Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews did it with me. He's since passed away.
I'm like, looking at your hand.
Well, because, you know, I always call him like the little great Mark, but he was a big man, and I loved him. And he did some, and I did some, and we did it for like a decade.
Look at this.
And I ended up enjoying it. I did it. Don't forget Bernie Fratto, our guy Bernie Fratto, his daughter got a scholarship to UNLV.
Hey, God
she
bless her.
She was an all-state
player. I'm not knocking that,
school.
Mark. If you can get and do any of that stuff, you're great. I'm just saying most people don't care about it. I mean,
well, that's
just,
why I would always have been.
And you know what? A lot of kids played it. It was simple. Parents liked it.
Shorts and a ball.
They can't get hurt.
Short shoes and a ball.
It's not they're not going to get hurt with a ball, with a bat at all.
Rob, you don't even really need shoes.
Right.
You don't even need shoes.
You don't even, I mean, that's, they just go ahead, run around.
Don't even need a ball.
And you know what? After they're after they're done, Mark, if you want to take those kids home, they're out like a light. Are you kidding?
Oh, you're right.
Was that an E4? What was that?
Gordon Beckham.
But it looked like it went by him. It didn't go.
Dude, it's like 8:20. It's already 1-0 White
Sox.
But
look at this. It's off his foot. Off of whose foot? Oh, it was off of Rick.
Off Ricky Pease.
Okay, because you see where it goes at second base. That's why I already
kind of ricocheted past Kinsler.
Past Kinsler. Okay, base hit.
And the run, Eden scores with the run. But yes.
Right, Mark? The kids are out of.
Yes.
They're dead tired.
Dude.
If you're a soccer mom, you drive those kids home, they're ready for bed.
I did that all the time when someone said, you know, there's more people playing youth soccer than play Little League baseball. I said, of course. You gotta get bats and balls and helmets and uniforms and spikes
and the kids actually have to know what the game is and soccer. Just run around,
run
after the ball,
run
after the ball and kick it.
We call that a build, Rob. In the
Ryan,
soccer game.
You played soccer when you were a kid, right? A little bit when you were five. How about EP? No, Gary. Gary played. How long, Gary?
What was your career like?
I want to hear this.
Make it up. Make something good.
I played for like 5 years when I was a kid.
I played for 5 years.
Did you? What position?
Yeah. Left out.
Defense. I played
defensive left out.
Did you have a score?
Yeah. I played indoor soccer, too, for a couple seasons.
Now, I played indoor soccer. I will admit that. The Free Press had an indoor soccer team, Gary, and now indoor soccer was fun. I used to play at that bubble in, where's that bubble at, Gary?
Canton?
No, not that far in, not Royal Oak. Is there a bubble in Royal Oak or a bubble in that area?
I played before in Fraser.
No, not there.
EP, remember. What does that mean? You were a recess all-star in soccer. During recess?
Oh, you played.
He was an all-star in taking a nap in chocolate milk.
Is that right?
That's what he was a all-star in.
Taking a nap and chocolate milk. Very nice.
That's what you were. If they had Trumu back then, you would have been in heaven. You would have had
What about strawberry milk? You weren't an all-star in that?
No, come on.
Chocolate
milk. That true
milk. See, when I was a kid, I thought the black kid put his finger in my milk, and that was it.
I got a little secret for all the moms out there. Take the true milk, because it's not chocolatey enough, and just get that Hershey's chocolate and pour it right in there. It'll take every bit of that goodness out of there for you.
I used to love that stuff.
Speaking of goodness, we're having Giorgio's Pizza. You can check them at GiorgioPizzaAndPasta.com. 248-848-1130 is the number. We're going to enjoy more Za. A little more pie action, and then we'll get to Steve Coburn and his comments about toneless wind and now how he apologized. I thought the apology was stupid. I wouldn't have apologized. Hell, I got no filter. What do I care? I'll say whatever I want. I'm not part of the establishment. The hell with all he is. But nope, his wife, once again, the women rule the world. His wife told him to apologize, and he did just that.
Well, because he don't want to hear her mouth. I mean, there's nothing worse than a nagging woman.
Did you
woman.
See her pushing him yesterday on Saturday? Like, don't say that. She's like banging him.
Because she knows what's going to happen. Women know.
Then she's like, oh God.
Did he say that?
She said, dude, what are you doing?
And you know what she said, right?
You're going to hate me at the country club.
Don't expect anything when you get home tonight.
Yeah, oh,
just
God.
Don't come near me.
I don't want to think about that. That's like seeing Wilford Brimley and Estelle Getty together.
Stop.
I don't want to.
Mark.
Sorry, had to rip on her.
There's nothing wrong. What's wrong when you rub Brillo together? Something might spark.
248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Watching the Tigers and enjoying some Giorgio's Pizza in Rochester, 117 South Main Street. You can check them at Giorgio's. It's G-E-O-R-G-I-O. was how you would spell it. And I like it. George E.O.
Look what they got. You see they got the Statue of Liberty.
New York-style pizza, right?
Yes.
Hand-tossed brick ovens.
And that's got to be, I always say, that's the Brooklyn Bridge, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah, because of the columns, the way it is, yes. Yeah.
Brooklyn Bridge, and that's nice.
And I've had all three pieces. They sent us three huge pies, a beautiful New York-style cheese, a meat lover's, I mean, fest. And this, I believe, is the gyro meat with the feta cheese. It's incredible. Amazing.
You know what? We should have got some cheesecake. I would have loved a piece of cheesecake. They got Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, only $2.99 a slice.
Maybe we'll go back in and do June cheesa.
Hey, I wouldn't mind that, some cheesecake. All right. 248-848-1130.
I really want to say this. I know tomorrow's a Trash Talk on Twitter Tuesday.
Yes.
But we've had like six or seven different groups in the state of Michigan who over the years, I know this for a fact because I've had guys come up to me and even ask my opinion. Like when I was at Fox 2, I had guys all the time do this. Do you think this town would support an MLS soccer team? If we brought it to wherever, Silver Dome, Ford Field, you know, obviously Fox 2 was in the 90s, so that there was no Ford Field yet, so that was mostly Silver Dome back then, the idea of it. They thought maybe for a second, Tiger Stadium before Comerica Park. You wouldn't do it at Comerica, I don't think. But you could have done it at Tiger Stadium. And over the years, I've said, yes, I thought we have a variety of people and a good base of folks from all over the world that we could have supported a soccer team. But it never happened. And I never really heard any outrage. And nobody, you know, normally guys who write columns in newspapers take up these causes sometimes. Rob, you know that.
Yes.
And I could never see any, no one ever cared enough to say, maybe I would like to be the person to really bring high-flying soccer action to the city of Detroit. I heard the rumor. They were supposed to be. There was a group that supposedly was part of expansion. And when they were going to add, I think they're up to 22 teams now in the MLS. You know, Los Angeles has, you know, we know what the teams are that they have now, but here comes Atlanta and Orlando and Miami and a second team in New York City. And Detroit just sits there. Probably the biggest market that I don't think has one. I think Houston has one. Everybody has one. So Detroit being now the 11th largest television market, although that's going to drop again, probably down to 12 or 13, but it hasn't yet. The 11th largest television market of the country does not seem to care because there's no real big campaign to get MLS into this town. And maybe it's because of where we stand in the last 6 years. I know that. But we do this, Rob, and we can almost count the number of times we've done the, okay, it's 4 years, let's do the usual. Anybody care about soccer in Metro Detroit? Nobody cares about that kind of soccer. It's one thing for the kids to play and, you know, run themselves around so that they're tired by 9:30. And it's another thing to actually go and say, let's go support. Hell, build a soccer stadium. They did that in L.A. too.
Mark, you know, how do you get
the old Chicago,
Chicago
Sting?
It's easy to get a team. You go get 20,000 people who pay for season tickets, and they'll give you a franchise tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, if you can prove that there's a base.
If you could come up and say, I have 20,000.
I don't think anybody cared enough.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
That's why on June 9th, 2014, on the heels of another, on the eve, basically, of another World Cup, there's no soccer team here.
That's why there's, what you call them, Mark? That's why there's no, football team in L.A. You know why?
And to that notion, they're thinking about having the draft next year in Los Angeles. No draft in L.A. when there's no team.
There's no football team? Why? Because Fox's studios are out there? That's silly.
No. You know, New York's out. New York, Radio City Music Hall now can't host the draft anymore. Now they're all taken for April and May. So now they've said, the hell with New York. Let's try Chicago, Los Angeles, and I think it's the third in on this thing, Houston or Jacksonville or something.
Right.
And L.A. wants the draft with no team. And I said, no team.
That makes
no
sense.
No L.A., no draft.
No team, draft. No draft. Close the door.
They were going to try to find another venue in New York, but I think that they've kind of just canceled it and thought they're not going to go to the Garden or anything. So because Garden's taken too, so they're just going to try some
other
thing.
I thought the NFL gets whatever it wants.
Guess not.
Not get near.
I mean, Radio City Music Hall said, you know what, I just think it's fake. I just think, now we're booked. We got the circus coming in May.
It is weird.
And they're going to put the draft back to April.
All of a sudden, they don't have room. But you know what? I don't know. There was something that came out today about the NFL and if you want the Super Bowl. Have you seen this? Mark, you got to see this contract that they have for cities. And it's like 150 things listed on there that the NFL wants, no charge to the NFL.
Right. So
the best rooms in the best hotels.
Minnesota just did it. They got it.
You want to talk about arm robbery? It's unbelievable how they strong arm people. And Mark, by the time you're done giving them all they want, you know how much money do you think you make? I don't even know if you make any money off of it. You might have prestige about having
the
event.
And maybe lingering effect to the economy afterwards.
I'd say you could go ahead. Go to take it back to Jacksonville. How's that?
248-848-1130. Got a sports wrap next. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint. The worst is yet to come.
Already passed halfway done on this Monday night, enjoying the Giorgio's Pizza from Rochester tonight. And Rob, let's get you caught up because I know you need to get caught up.
That's right. Time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mine.
White Sox scored early on Rick Porcello. Adam Eaton got a triple and scored. So it's 1-0 White Sox over the Tigers. We're in the bottom of the second. So what Porcello does, he gives up a run or two and then settles down and goes about six. And then the Tigers will screw it up in the later innings. That's the formula. Although Porcello, what's he going for, his ninth? So it's the start of the four-game series in Chicago. White Sox up 1-0, bottom two. Porcello on the mound as we speak. NASCAR teams are coming into Michigan right now. They're heading on U.S. 12 into the Irish Hills of Southern Lower for this Sunday's Quicken Loans 400 at MIS. All the biggies will be here, including yesterday's winner, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 at Madison Square Garden. They're about 8 minutes to play in the first. No score. Defensive struggle so far. The two goalies, Jonathan Quick and Henrik Lundqvist, coming up big. Boy, Lundqvist has had a couple of problems in those overtimes, and thus the Kings 2-0 lead in the series. No score, Kings and Rangers, Game 3 at MSG. NBA Finals continue tomorrow in Miami. Heat and Spurs all tied 1-1. So this will be Game 3 if you're scoring at home. Other baseball, American League, Robbie Cano, 2-run double and a 3-run third. That's all the Mariners got, and it's all they needed. They beat the Rays 3-0 in Tampa. The Rays have now lost 13 of 14. Orioles lead the Red Sox 3-0 fifth. Nick Markakis has hit his sixth of the season. Jays over the Twins 4-2 in the fifth. Indians lead at Texas 3-1 first. No game tonight in Kansas City. Yankees and Royals postponed rain. A's and Angels, 10:05 in Anaheim. National League, Dodgers-Reds, 1-1 now in the fourth inning. Pirates lead the Cubs 4-0 sixth. Braves-Rockies just about to get started at Coors Field. And the Nationals-Giants in San Francisco go at 10:15. One interleague series, Houston will play the Diamondbacks in Phoenix at 9:40. World Cup soccer starts Thursday in Brazil. Team USA's first match is not until Monday versus Ghana at 10 p.m. That's a week from today. U.S. Open Golf begins Thursday at Pinehurst, North Kakalaki. Pinehurst, 15 years ago, the winner was Payne Stewart, who then passed away 4 months later, that horrible plane, that bizarre plane crash, where the plane just floated and sailed for miles while everybody was passed out in the cabin, and then it ended up crashing into a field. That's how Payne Stewart went in 1999, 15 years ago, but he won that U.S. Open Golf Championship. Tee time is posted. Phil Mickelson, 751. The best pairing's got to be Bubba Watson and Adam Scott at 125. And if you're looking for Rory McIlroy, he's not hanging with Caroline Wozniacki, but he is starting at 740 on Thursday. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Our number is 248-848-1130 on a Monday, and welcome to it. Good news for Spartan basketball fans, Aaron Harris has picked Michigan State 2015-16. He's a transfer from West Virginia who averaged 17 points a game. Anytime you can sneak one from Huggy Bear, Bob Huggins, you're doing well. Aaron Harris chooses West Virginia, from West Virginia, chooses MSU over Michigan and John Beilein and Purdue. So that was a big get for Tom Izzo. We'll get to Izzo. That was another one of Rob's mole items last night coming up in just a little bit. But we were doing a little World Cup business. And now, just to wrap up that whole thing with Steve Coburn, and the Belmont Stakes on Saturday, fair and square, the race was run, beautiful conditions, mile and a half. Tonalist, who had not run in the Derby or Preakness, did a great job, kind of just smooth sailing for Tonalist all the way through, and won that race by about a nose. just a barely, a, I think, a little further than the nose. And California Chrome was right there in the fourth spot and just couldn't make that move at the end. Couldn't kick it out. Kick out the jams on the outside at the end of the race. Victor Espinoza gave it a shot. He used the whip a lot on that horse, and it couldn't get done. So Tonalist wins the thing. And, of course, they talked to the Robert Evans. And I'll tell you what, Bob Costas didn't do him any favors either, the owner of Tonalist. He's, you know, Bob Costas is a journalist first, Rob. He's going to ask journalism questions. There were some people who kind of took to social media and said, why does Costas have to talk to the winner?
Because Bob's going to do it right, all right? He's going to do it right, and he's not going to fall into this. And if the network doesn't like it, they can fire him. He's not going to compromise who he is. I respect that. I don't. People kill me that they don't want people to ask questions.
He asked two questions to Evans, the owner of Tonalist, and you could see he was angry.
How about on the football stuff? Bob has taken on some big issues on that football thing, Mark, where most people would be
afraid. He's a journalist first.
Yes.
He's not a shill.
And if you want to be mad at him, he's not going to ignore the big story. I mean, you just
can't
do it.
I'm assuming that this has come up more than once at NBC when it comes to horse racing coverage. Bob, we need you to do blah, blah, blah. Not going to do it. Here's what you can do. You get another guy to host your horse racing. Get Newmy up here. Get Bob Neumeier, one of these clowns. Let Lafitte Pinkai, Junior, you love him so much. Lafitte, you know, I just got to say this. Lafitte Pinkai, who's a long lineage of jockeys in his family, the first time he was ever on, someone saw the list of the people who would be on the coverage, and it said Lafitte Pinkai, and someone said to me, he goes, does he even speak English? Isn't he like from, you know, Spain or Mexico? I said, have you ever heard Lafitte? You know what? I should have said, no, he doesn't. Go talk to Lafitte. He doesn't speak a lick of English. He is so eloquent. He's got the greatest speech. You can't speak better than Lafitte Pinkai. So Pinkai's on there, and I'm sure he said, you know, get those guys to do it. But if you want me to do it, if we have a story breaking, I'm going to cover it. So as soon as Steve Colburn on national television, he didn't talk to Costas because, you know, they thought they were getting nothing. They went up and got the guy who finished fourth. So they said, I don't know what Freako went up there. I don't know if it was Newmy or one of the other guys, Battaglia, or not only was Battaglia, but somebody else. And, you know, he'd say, Steve, so what do you think about this? And he didn't expect Colburn to go, this is a sham. This is terrible. It's a coward's way out. He never expected any of that. Because he should have, because of the thing he did at the Preakness when he ripped on Churchill Downs, which no one paid attention to.
Only problem I have, again, Mark, is you can't say that after. It comes off as sour grapes. Like you're a loser. Like, you know, like you're a sore loser. Because that you would not have brought that up had you won.
I heard you say that last night. So I went back. So I want to see if there's any comment from this guy.
Yahoo.
Dumbass partners, you know, all this little DAP thing. If there's any comment, starting before the Derby, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to do a search on it. Because you're right. Let me be fair, though. Let me see if he talked to anybody and said, I just want to say that Chrome's going to be in all three races. You know why he didn't? I found it. He didn't. You know why? Because he didn't know Chrome was going to be in all three races. If Chrome had lost the Derby, I'm almost going to guarantee you, if he had finished second, not lost, I mean, kind of wherever he finished, I'm going to guarantee you he would not have run the Preakness and come back in the Belmont. Everybody wants to run the Belmont if they can. He would not have gone to Baltimore, in my opinion. That's kind of the standard operating procedure when it comes to Derby horses who, you know, Chrome could have easily not won that Derby, and then all bets would have been off for him. So, no, there was no comment. I couldn't find one from Colburn or his buddy saying that, hey, look, Chrome's going to run all three. If we're going to have a Triple Crown winner this year, you better run all three. I didn't see that anywhere. So you're right. There was no comment prior.
Say that. Say you know what? We're not.
He went all the way back before the Derby.
You could have said, we're not going for a Triple Crown. I don't like the way it's run. It's not fair. They always let horses who don't run in the other two races run. If you say all that ahead of time, hey, we're not going to win the Triple Crown. It's a nice thing. You guys could talk all you want. It's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why it hasn't happened in 36 years. Because they do X, Y, and Z. It won't happen. And I'm not even thinking about doing the Preakness because of that. I'd rather go to Belmont and win that race because we're not going to get a Triple Crown.
I'd rather have 3 weeks in New York than have to take my horse from Baltimore to New York.
That's what I'm just saying. So I don't want to run in the Preakness. So you know what? Once you say it after the fact, after you lose, it comes off as sour grapes. It just doesn't work.
The reason he had to apologize.
You're going
to
get John's take, too, on this pizza from Giorgio's.
Ugh. John, you know, please have some. We got so much pizza. It's fantastic.
Well, he's already. Did you get one or two slices?
I want to tell you what.
Our buddy John Davis is in studio hanging out.
Hopefully, this is information that you don't know. So you have something new. Now, he apologized today. So the natural reaction is, why did he apologize? Did he swear?
Look at John.
Did Coburn swear?
No.
He call anybody a bad name?
No.
Okay. So why is he apologizing?
Because they make people apologize for everything. That's why.
This is kind of a rhetorical question.
Oh.
Here's why. First of all, Chrome and Tonalist are related. They're grandsire for both his pulpit. You know, everybody wants to make Chrome sound like this poor little urchin horse who was walking the streets before Steve Colbert found him.
He was like,
I bought him for $10,000.
Right, and they thought he was he thought he was Mr. Red. The horse talked to him and said, hey.
Wilbur.
Hey, come take me. I want to run.
You know who California Chrome's great-great-grandsire is? His great-great-grandpappy is? Seattle Slew.
Who was the last guy, the last horse?
Second to last.
Right? Affirm was last, right?
78, Slew was in 77.
Right.
That makes California Chrome related to AP Indy. Who won the Belmont in 92. This horse has bloodlines, but he's related to Tonalist, the horse that beat him. So, of course, he's going to apologize to Evans. Dude, we're in the same bloodlines. Look, the reason he went off on his thing is he's not part of the establishment. He's not part of the thing.
He's an outcast.
He doesn't have right. He probably thinks he'll never get there again. He'll never find a horse like this again.
He thinks he'll never. He knows he'll never.
He might possibly get someone to stable up at his place because of this event. Because of the fact he went 2 out of 3.
Ask me if he'll get to the Triple Crown thing. Ask me.
Can you please ask him? I can't even ask.
Just ask him.
Will Steve Colbert ever get to this again?
Not next year, not the year after next, not the year after that either.
So through a little research, I see that California Chrome's great-great-grandsire is Seattle freaking Slew.
Look at Ryan. He's laughing so hard at it. Thank you, Ryan. Somebody at least appreciates my comedy. Thank you.
Bloodlines all over the place. He finally had to come out.
It's not going to happen again.
The wife came out and said, Steve, you look like a complete... You know what?
You better call up Robin Roberts. Who did he talk to on Good Morning America?
I don't know. David Hartman.
David Hartman with the why? Because he has horse teeth.
I haven't watched Good Morning America since David Hartman.
And Joan London, are those two?
I used to love Joan London.
You know what, Mark? She was one of those chicks.
Did you ever see her in person?
Yes.
I never have.
I was going to tell you. This is why I was telling you. You ready?
Yes. No. Maybe not.
10 times prettier in person. She was gorgeous, Joan London.
How close did you get to her?
Oh, right, like this.
Oh, you talked to Joan
yes.
London?
Yes. Mark, she was at, you know, she used to do local ABC, and she was at a Mets game. And you know how you see somebody, and at that time, I had never been on television. You recognize somebody, you're like, they look familiar. I know them or whatever. And I walked up to her. I was like, are you Joan London?
Were you
London?
Working at the time?
No. I was like 17 in high school, 17 or 16. I was at a Mets game. She was there doing local stuff. At that time, she was maybe working for WABC in New York. So as a reporter, like covering something, and I walked up to her and I was like, are you Joan London? She's like, oh, yes, I am. I was like, I couldn't believe how pretty she was.
Really? Like
she
you were taken aback by the
She was very pretty. We've always talked about that. And I know it's hard to believe, whatever, but we always talk about the Halle Berry thing is too. People will not believe you, Mark, when you tell people she's 10 times prettier in person. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Because you look at her on the screen and say, how could she be any prettier?
A human being can't have skin like that.
Teeth, skin.
Teeth and skin. Human beings don't have that kind of thing.
I know it sounds
from
crazy.
Another world.
She's unbelievable. She's unbelievable.
See, Joan London, though, is one of my all-time all-timers, man. I mean, Joan London is right there. You know, though, here's the bucket list. Here's the top of the bucket. Joan London's name would be circling that, that rim up there, that top rim.
I'm sure she wished she was back in that chair making $14 million like Robin Roberts.
She probably never approached $14
million. Are you kidding, Mark? Back
probably didn't make a third of that.
I bet you. $14
million? I know.
How about Matt Lauer? 30.
But numbers are different now. That's where the money is pumped into.
Even
advertising dollars are pumped into the mornings.
Even Brokaw and all those guys, Mark Wall had those jobs. They must look and go, this guy's making $30 million.
Wasn't a mystery, Rob. Fox 2, 20 years ago, when we went from CBS to Fox, we started a morning show. There was a reason for it. They saw potential in money earned in the morning. That wasn't you know what they were getting before they did a show? Zero.
Right.
Because they didn't have anything to promote.
They weren't making any money, right.
As soon as they threw that show up and Jerry Hodak was on and Jill Dittmeyer came on, that was our first morning team at Fox 2, was Dittmeyer and Hodak.
Were they trying to wake you up or put you to sleep?
Well, come on. Jerry did a nice job in the morning. I like Jerry in the morning, actually. And Jill did fine. She came from Indianapolis. But they made money. Boom. Lickety split.
I like that. She looks good. 81. Is she 81?
Oh, she looks amazing. Is that Uhura or whatever you call her?
Lieutenant Lahura.
Lahura.
You guys got to look at this. Come and get this. Come and get this.
Next time I see a Star Trek episode, it'll be the first time I see a Star Trek
episode. Can you see that?
No, I've never seen one.
Look at that.
I've never seen one.
She's 81 years old. Can you see that?
Looks pretty good.
Closer?
How's that Giorgio's pizza treating you, John? It was an OMG from John. We got an OMG. Giorgio's Pizza in Rochester. 248-848-1130. A little more on Steve Coburn, California Chrome, Tonalist, and the Sham. I'm not talking about Secretariat's rival in the all three races back in 1973. He beat Sham three times in 73. The Sham that was the rant, then the apology from this Coburn dude. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
What do you say? You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.